Hey, Faith Point, I just wanted to check in with you again as we have a little bit of conversation around giving. This is our third of four parts or areas of spiritual growth that we talk about. And of course, you don't have to go in order when you're thinking and developing some growing edges and goals and things like that. But as we get into it and we talk about giving, I realize that that's not probably the most fun conversation folks want to have, or it's not the one that they want to have first. It involves kind of giving in two ways at Faith Point that we focus on. And that would be giving of our time and serving in ministries in the church, within the church. That may be serving on a team of finance team, staff parish relations, the setup team, the worship team, all those different kinds of teams that serve the ministry within the church. Also, it talks about giving of our giving of our financial resources so that we can support those ministries of the church, supporting the staff and doing the kind of not so glamorous things of paying for and making sure that the lights stay on and the rent is paid and all that wonderfully fun stuff. And so the question becomes, why do we give? You know, do we give because we feel like we need to earn God's love? Do we give because we feel like there is something that we need to do that will affect the way that we're seen in God's eyes, whatever that might be? Do we need to get enough gold stars for Christian points or whatever to make it into heaven? I don't think that's it. That's not really the motivation behind it, but rather through the cross, we understand that God makes us an offer. God says, give me all your sin, name that sin and give it all to me. All of that sin, and I will give you access. I will give you all of my righteousness, all the grace that you need, more than enough. And so as we do that, God also says, and you know what? Tell all your friends, and I'll make them the same offer. And so we start to operate out of giving in a way that is a response to God's grace and love to us. It's nothing that we can earn. It's nothing that we have to be good enough to come to accept. It's not like we have to do 1,000 community service hours before we can even start to think about accepting that kind of grace and love, but rather that God is always there, available to us. Now, one of the things that I think is interesting, and I was reading a book, The Dangerous Act of Worship, I believe it was, or by the same guy that does The Dangerous Act of Justice. And the conversation then was, you know, have you ever been out at a restaurant and your waiter or waitress brings a refill of your water or something like that, and you casually say, oh, thanks. Oh, not a problem. Don't worry about it. You know, kind of this kind of mentality of it was nothing, it was no trouble at all. I think that we have become a culture and society that doesn't want people to go out of their way or doesn't want to go and be inconvenienced by doing the things that allow us to serve other people. And that's kind of the opposite of what Christ models for us. As we are incarnational, as we put on Christ in some ways, we realize that in giving, we give of our time and of our treasure by ways that sometimes are inconvenient, that we don't necessarily want to get up and serve in those ways. But we realize that in that inconvenience, we're doing it out of gratitude for the grace of God that God has extended to us. But also, and maybe the more wild part is that we get to partner with the Holy Spirit to bring about God's kingdom here and now. For people who have been living in God and in Christ for a long time, or maybe who are experiencing God for the very first time, we get to set tables and serve others in the name of the Spirit. We get to give of our time and talents and trust the church with that stewardship of our gifts so that, you know, ministry and lives can be impacted. As we read in our preaching series for this week of talking about giving in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul is there talking about the church to the Macedonian church. So he's saying, hey, Corinthians, I've been telling all the Macedonians about the way that you are so generous, and I know that you are. And man, I can't wait for them to see you at work. Because remember, you know, you are extravagant givers. You are generous givers. And, you know, if you sow a little bit of seed, you can't expect a great harvest. But if you take the risk, if you go all in and you are someone who gives of your time and your treasure, man, oh man, partnering with the Holy Spirit, you never know what could be coming down the pipe in that next season. I can't wait to see what harvest comes from those seeds that you have planted. It's going to be an amazing thing. And so we ask, as we start to develop this spiritual pathway or this spiritual growth map, you know, where are you identifying those encounter, explore, engage, or endeavor parts, but also thinking about where we are strong and where we are weak in this give area? Is it planned giving or in-kind giving, kind of that extra mile giving to special things? Is it in serving a ministry or launching or tweaking and revamping a new ministry? You know, where do we give and how much we give is something that we have to prayerfully consider. But as we do that, we start to live into that partnership that God has set up with the Spirit. And that's a really exciting thing. So I'd hope that you would prayerfully consider that. Check out some of the resources that we have in this section so that you might better give of your whole self. So I will talk to you later. Thanks for listening, and may you give faithfully so that God may be glorified. Bye.